In Washington, Chairman of the Ag Committee, Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat from Arkansas, has been proposing a 2009 disaster program, but it was released this past week from the USDA, and it's nothing like she thought. She said while welcoming the announcement, Lincoln told the press she was disappointed in USDA's version, which is less than half as large as originally requested. It was only $630 million, down from her $1.5 billion request. In the meantime, farmers in the Southeast are upset that peanuts were excluded from the program. The program excludes peanuts and other commodities affected by the late 2009 flooding. Congressman Bobby Bright of Alabama is leading a delegation. He says nearly all counties and commodities in the 2nd Congressional District and others were affected by the heavy rains and floods in 2009. And although the USDA included cotton and soybeans in its Section 32 program, peanuts were conspicuously left out to be eligible for assistance. The program's stated intent was to mirror agricultural assistance legislation proposed in the House and Senate, and both of which made peanut producers eligible for assistance. There are five others joining in with Bright to fight the effort, and that includes Bishop of Georgia, John Barrow of Georgia, Alan Boyd of Florida, Jim Marshall of Georgia, and David Scott. More later on the peanuts being left out of the disaster program. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.